This coverage of the Global Conversation on Change is brought to you by BrightRock, the first ever needs matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
How is Anglo-American as a mining group experiencing the challenges of South Africa right now?
So, like all mining businesses and other businesses in the country, it's important to understand how in particular the energy challenges are going to affect our businesses. And because there's ongoing engagements within the decision makers of either Eskom or any of the other people, then we are also hopefully able to plan. So we do hope that we continue to engage. The challenge is around energy. It's around being able to have predictable sources of energy. And that's what we are hoping to work on. And also in some of our operations, we're starting to look at cogeneration so that we can have energy sources that will reduce the pressure from the grid.
Would Anglo, is it one of those mining groups that would like to generate its own energy?
Well, we are exploring some opportunities. There's an opportunity we're looking at within the platinum businesses in Limpopo around solar energy. So it will be clean energy and renewable energy. And also it fits in with our global strategy of being in a position where we eventually within our operations have got net zero impact in terms of carbon emissions.
The move towards green is part of your mission statement.
It's part of our broader commitment to making sure that we reduce our carbon emissions as a company.
Well, right now, the government doesn't allow companies to generate their own energy. Are you speaking to them about that?
We've been engaging with government, especially the Department of Mineral Resources, and they have been partnering with us in making sure that we pilot appropriately some of the technologies that we're looking into.
So if you look at a specific mine, how has the power cuts impacted?
Because I was talking about planning earlier on, and as an intensive energy user, Eskom has got different tiers of customers. So for those whom they know that they are intensive energy users like mining and manufacturing, they normally plan and talk to you about the load shedding plan. So we do know about it. It is frustrating, obviously, and a challenge. However, it's good when you know that there's predictability when this will happen so that you can plan accordingly.
So you're part of the minister's delegation. How do you find the reception this year? There's some delegates who say last year everybody was so keen, it was Ramaphosa, he was doing well. Do you find that the investors are less keen on South Africa now?
Well, I wasn't here last year. However, in my previous engagements in Davos with different businesses and also investors and countries, I think one has got to understand the whole essence of Davos. It's not only just coming in to talk about today. It's about talking about the future and possible partnerships and also ideas about the future. So I've found that the various engagements we've had with people obviously have been very much around what are the themes that and the trends that are coming for the future. And more importantly, to make sure that South Africa's voice as a country and also within the continent is also being heard around the different themes and agendas that are coming up in terms of possible future trends.
Do you think it is being heard, our voice?
Well, as it depends which conversations you come in, because as I'm sure you've noticed, there are more than 30 topics to choose from in one day. And you've got to understand what are the priorities for you as a country and then make sure that your voice is there. And I believe that as a South African group that is part of the African group, we have good conversations. The session we had this morning around the Friends of African Growth with different heads of states was also an important engagement, because again, we've got to start understanding how our role as a country and also within the continent can impact and get opportunities for us to be part of the world conversation. And I think for me, Davos is that platform. So it's good to see more diverse panels that are coming through. It's also good to see more women in the different sectors, because between business, governments, civil society, and just young people. That, being part of Davos means we are seeing the world for what it should be, at least in terms of leadership.
And especially young women, what do you say about that?
It's very exciting to see more young women here, younger women, because also they are shaping the future. And it's good to know that the future is being shaped by both men and women, rather than how it used to be, where it was mainly men.
So we can thank you so much, Nolitha Fugerdi, from Anglo.